So, anybody have an emotional support skunk? Right, you're battling anxiety, depression, things like that, and then you got an emotional support skunk.
Yeah, I mean, skunks are really cute. I love the smell of skunk just because it reminds me of weed.
You got to take their stinker off, though.
Yeah, for sure. But they are cute, though.
They're super adorable.
Yeah, right.
Man, we have some brave-ass raccoons that, I don't know, there's like a village of them down there. I don't know if they have a house
or
what they
have. Well, they live right next to the station.
Well, yeah, they got their own place or something.
Yeah. Well, it's very heavily wooded down there. So
they have gotten so brave, they now walk up. John, you saw that. It walked right up to me.
Oh, yeah.
And then asked me for money.
Right.
Like, they're so humanized that they're now asking me for money so they can go to the store and buy snacks.
Yeah.
Because if I don't have snacks, then they ask me for money.
Yeah. Well, it's because they're like, hey, did that gentleman just get out of a minivan?
No, I did
they
not.
They don't think that you look intimidating.
It's not
a minivan, but it might as well be.
Pretty damn close.
It says, I have a family.
It does.
Drive safe around me. That's what his car says. I mean, it really does. Yeah.
Yep. It does say
Normally, you see that car driven by a 65-year-old woman.
A lot of times. A lot of times.
See a man of Billy's age or his look drive a car like that.
I'll be selling the car today.
Right. It's like, oh, is that your mom's car? What is it?
No. You know how many people have said that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Man, when'd you get that, man?
I mean, it's a nice car. It just looks like a nice car for an old retired woman.
That's right, ARP.
Yeah.
Maybe get
You look like that. You got that car after your husband passed.
Yeah.
You haul around the grandkids in that car. I'm saying that's why the raccoons approached you, though, is because you don't look.
Right. Because, you know, I'm pathetic.
Intimidating.
Yeah, it's pathetic. Yeah, right. Pathetic.
There's also people in our building that feed the raccoons. So
that's another thing.
That's also a problem.
And give them money.
They think that everybody feeds them.
They're the only raccoons I know that know the value of a quarter, a nickel,
right,
a penny. Like, they can do math.
Oh, yeah. Like, hey, man, you got any spare change?
No, the other day I just threw a bunch of change at them to get them to leave me alone.
Hey, man, I ate all that change you threw at me. That wasn't very good.
Well, they're scary.
Yeah.
All right, so this woman, she's got an emotional support skunk.
My name is Paula, and this is my little friend, and he's a skunk called Pongo. Probably got Pongo, actually, when he was 10 weeks old. He's now just turned 2. He's my second skunk. He's got an older brother at home called Wilfred. And initially, both came to live with me purely as pets. I've had anxiety and depression for a number of years, certainly more than 10 years, and struggle with confined spaces, struggle with crowds.
What does a skunk do for that?
I don't know.
And would normally tend to avoid
those. Does the skunk make the area bigger?
Those kind of events.
She's got an emotional support skunk.
Yeah, right.
Works for her.
Rosie just tweeted us a picture of a baby skunk she found the other day. It is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
They're damn cute.
Oh my God, it's just a baby.
And you can remove their stinker.
Yeah, which is kind of like removing a cat's claws, though.
It's by their butt or something, right?
I'm assuming. I'm assuming, but it's just like,
the glands in there.
That's how they defend themselves.
Jake says he works with a woman that has an emotional support goldfish.
Right.
Go ahead. Just turn your radio down. I'm sure she told you to turn it up, but if you can just do the opposite.
I'm trying to get just right here.
All right, Jake, lady at your work, emotional support goldfish. Did she keep it at her desk?
Yeah, this is the most bizarre thing ever. I'll tell you what. She would take that thing out of the bowl and try and feed it.
Like feed it like with goldfish food and take it out of the bowl and have it in her little hand and then try to feed it food?
Yeah, and it'd be like dying, in her hand and she'd get all upset.
Okay.
Huh.
That's
work had to allow her to have it there because it was her emotional support goldfish?
Yeah, it was just a big old fiasco. I mean,
I would imagine.
Right. Who cares about a goldfish?
It's going to start looking like a zoo. When you go into some workplace, there's going to be birds.
Oh, yeah.
Chickens. Pa-kirk! Uh-huh. Just walking around.
Right.
It's getting out of hand, right?
A little bit.
Does anybody think of the animals? because I was at an airport over the weekend,
right?
And somebody had an emotional support Rottweiler.
Okay.
All right. And this thing was growling and wanted to eat and kill everybody.
Yeah. I mean,
right?
Yep.
And it had one of those vests on.
Uh huh.
But I was like, dang, is that a hitman or is that an emotional support
animal?
You
felt threatened by the dog a little bit?
Yeah, but it had whatever those things are.
So you can't, yeah.
So
you can't
walk
say
past
anything.
And
you're too close to my owner. That's kind of cool, though. If it's your dog, not if you walk past it, though. If it's not your dog, it's not as
tell
fun
you what,
of an experience.
It didn't offer me any emotional support, and it raised my anxiety.
Right. Then you now need an
but
emotional support
She had this assassin
animal.
With her at the airport.
Okay.